Let's look at the sugya of Shtori Hidyotos. That's at the end of the Masechta. Kuf Mem Ches Mem Beis. The Mishnah says in Kuf Mechas Mechas, the very bottom of the Mishnah, the very bottom of the Omer, Moina Odom es Archov es Papa Reisov mi Piv, Amuloy Menaksav. That a person, if he's listing his guests, the Papa Reisov, when he's listing the menu, so a person is allowed to do that, mi Piv, Amuloy Menaksav. So Rashi says, Im Kosav, May Erev Shabbos kach v'kach orchem. Peloini uploini zimanti. Kedesh liishkechem. He has a simcha on Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos, he has his list of guests. So that he'll remember who he invited and who he wants to invite. And it sounds like from the Gemara later on that he's going to ask somebody to go around inviting these people. So he makes a list. Kach v'kach orchem. Peloini uploini zimanti. Kedesh liishkechem. So lo yikre ba'oisa iksav b'Shabbos. So he can't read that on Shabbos. If he remembers who he invited, that's good. But he can't read. He can't get up in shul and read the list of the people that he invited for Shabbos. Boy na'odem es orcho b'es papa roisav. A person is allowed to keep a cheshbon of how many guests he invited. He's allowed to go over the people that he invited. That's only mi piv. He can tell a person, please invite the following five people. We're not choishesh that the person is going to write them down. That's mutter. And paparoisav, and he can also keep a list, and in his mind, of the menu, and of the different things he wants to provide. He can also tell somebody, he wants to have five pieces of fish, and six pieces of meat, and seven pieces of kugel. The Gemara says, "My timer." What's the din then when can't give a person a list? What's the din? Why can't I read off a list? Why can't I give the shamus to read off him a list? So the machloek is between Rav Bibi and Abaye. Rav Bibi, Omar Gezeru Shemi Yimchoik, who's afraid that he's going to he's going to realize that he doesn't have enough for all of these guests. He doesn't have enough chairs. So therefore, he says, right, I had in mind, I was in a very generous room with Erev Shabbos. I thought I was going to invite 20 people. I only room for 15 people. All right, maybe his wife invited 5 people already. So he has to reorganize the list. So therefore, we're afraid, Shema Yimchik, maybe he'll erase the list. Rashi says, Shema Yimchik min orchin, sheyirish leichin lem. Kol tzarchem. The Yischarit Shazim and Yosef and Eroi. He has Charati, he invited too many people. The Yimchoik Min Aksav, Kedesh Likrei Meshamas. So he gives over the Shamas. So if it's Baal Peh, that's not a problem. So he'll only tell them to invite 5 people, 6 people, 7 people. But if it's Min Aksav, we're afraid that he's so concerned that the Shamas will invite too many people, then he'll erase it. All right, it'll be over the Yisir of Mechika. Mechika Min Rabban, because it's not Mechika. He's not going to write in place, right? So, Shema Yimchik. The Omer, Baya Omer, Gezer Shema Yikra B'Shtari Adyaitos. A different din, we're afraid that if we're going to allow him to read this from a list, so then he may come to read Shtaris. What are Shtaris? So Rashi says earlier, on Kuf Tezayin. Kuf Tezayin Umid Beis. So what a... Right before the Mishnah. Shtori Yoytes, the Gemara says, right before the Mishnah. A few lines before, the Tanya. Afal pi shomer kisvei kodesh in korin ben el shoyin ben v'dorshin ben nitzrach laposuk maybe v'royer boy amr b'nechem in ema amr kisvei kodesh in korin ben kidei sheyomer b'kisvei kodesh in korin v'kodesh lechein b'shtore yed yaitos. Right? So Gemara has says that was allowed to learn from Svarim, but one can't some read. Shredin Mayen, Medrash she can do. Dorshin Ben, Nitzuch Lepovzak, maybe Roye, he can look things up. But some to read, so. Chazal said, no, why? The Gemara says, so people will understand that they can't read Shtori Yoytos. They're going to Shul Cheshbonos. So Rashi says it means Shtori Yoytos are documents that determine documents that make various calculations. Going to Shul Cheshbonos. We would assume that like an invoice, a bill, there's a story going to cheshbonos. By igras hashluchos limtze chayfetz, or letters that have been sent for certain purposes. Taisus takes issue with that. Taisus says, "Pirish ba'kudras igras v'teima the nagu oilam lekreis v'chsam v'igras hashluchim imakim lemakim ulataltlan v'adei shari darin letzral pitzluchis." Taisus says, "But we are noyeg to read letters in Shabbos. Igras hashluchim imakim lemakim." And we're also knowing that they're not mukta. No, not mukta, because you can always use them for something else. You can use them as a bottle stopper. But nearly the loy korvi shtori jetes el shtori choyvois. It's only documents that are documents of transactions, documents of loans. Okay, yitzven. I will igiv shari, but letters are permissible. Why? The pa'om and mishiyesh ben pikuach nefesh. Because sometimes a letter will say, "Please send money. I'm starving." Right? That's what it means, no? It wouldn't be koach nefesh. Send a letter to say, send over a doctor. She'ein, but afili yedei she'ein, because I have a letter. So I know it's not pikuach nefesh. I know if pikuach nefesh, he would call me. Right? It's pikuach nefesh. Send a telegram, it's pikuach nefesh. He would, but pikuach nefesh, I know it's not pikuach nefesh. So afili yedei she'ein, pikuach nefesh, matni rabbeinu tam. To lay have shtori yoytes, kevin she ain tzarech lemoshe kosuv ba, the visha yedeya mashe beigrais, the im ainu yedeya shema yesh be tzarech gadol oipikoch nefesh v'shari. So Rabbeinu Tam says, stum letters are not shtori yoytes. Again, why? So I feel even number one because it could be pikoch nefesh, but number Rabbeinu Tam says no, I know it's not pikoch nefesh. Kevin she'ein tzorich l'mashe kosuv bo. I don't. It's a letter. It's a hello. How are you? It's a vort. It's a chiddush. It's keeping me up to date as to what's happening in their lives. But I don't need the letter. It's not a bill or an invoice or a document of a loan. She'ein bo tzorich. Ein tzorich l'mashe kosuv bo. L'vish yedeya mashe beigris v'mini yedeya. But let's say Taka don't know, so then Taka could be a tzarech gadol, could be pikuach nefesh, and Chazal were mekel in those situations. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi. In other words, in a time to be manoshach, either there's a tzarech gadol and Chazal were mekel, or there's no tzarech and Chazal were mekel. So in a time is chaylik and the Rashi that the shtori adjoitos are shtori shel chashbonos and igurish shaluchos. V'chein mash v'Yerushalmi to come the ma'in korin b'kivs v'akodesh b'nei shtori yoytos. Shema to'em eloi shumuter afu loyem imabakach im esasek b'shtori yoytos Mashma davka ke ein choyves ushtaris ke omar. So it sounds like in the Yerushalmi that we're afraid people will get involved with the shtaris. So it's asik b'shtaris. It doesn't sound like I'm going to read my hello Ari letters. I'm going to read my mail. It's bechlal a different concept nowadays. First, let's say a person would erev yom tov download his emails, right, and print them out. So he'd be able to. So it would be with his emails. So I'm not sure what the culture is nowadays. I don't know how you evaluate emails nowadays. Whether people write just to keep people posted and updated through emails, or the emails are always for some very important tzarach. It's a little bit updated. So the Gemara says, "Chayin pirush Rashi lekaman gabi gzeir shem leyikub shteri jaytois." So later on, when Rashi discusses, when we discuss the gzeira of shem leyikub b'shteri jaytois, our sugya kuf mem tes. So here Rashi says shteri jaytois. What are we afraid of? He says. So far, again, what have we said? There's a sugya, the Mishnah and Kuf Mem Chesamid Beis. The Mishnah Kuf Mem Chesamid Beis is a specific din of whether one's allowed to read one's guest list and give a guest list to be read on Shabbos. Question is, what is the Iser? Why did Chazal say you cannot read a guest list on Shabbos? Why did Chazal say that you can't read a menu on Shabbos? Machlekes Rabbi and Abaye. So Abaye says that we're afraid he'll erase it. Rabbi is afraid he'll erase it. Right, specific Zera. Very, very specific Zera L'chara, according to Rabbi. Right? Be Allah Lamaisa. We have to look into this. The person has making a simcha on Shabbos. So they often have lists of people and where they're going to be seated, the seating list. The Tzarechian, everyone's allowed to have a seating list on Shabbos. So that would be Rabbi Bibi's. And Abaye says, no, it was a gzeira, because if we're going to permit this kind of reading, Chazal made a gzeira that you cannot read Shtori Jaitis. It's a gzeira, right? Probably din of Dabra Dover. Shlehi, or, as Taisa explains, Shtori Jaitis, we're afraid that it'll come and misasek to get involved in business. Gemara in Beya says, Kseir Shema Yichtai B'Shamas. So the din of not having story, not reading with stories. So as part of the Gzeira of Shtori Jaitis, there's another gzeira of not reading lists, menu lists. So the Gemara says in Kufta Zamebeis, part of the gzeira of, in order to strengthen the din of Shtori Jotos, they limited the Kriya B'Kisvei HaKodesh. What exactly are the Shtori Jotos? So far, Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam says it means documents of loans and of sales, and maybe shtere cheshbonos of invoices and loans and in sales. That's clear. Rashi says, even igroi says shluchos l'mtzechefetz. So Taisa says, no, Rebbeinu Tam says that was unincluded. Not stam letters. Stam social letters are not part of shtere joites. So we're knowing to read that. All right? So why are we knowing to read it? Chazal never made it also. Why did they make it also? Either because there could be a tzerach godol. So Chazal didn't want to limit the reading of a tzorach gadol on Shabbos. I'm not talking about the deraisa. I'm talking about Chazal extending the din. How far? What do they include? Shtori Jaitis. It's a tzorach gadol. They didn't want to limit a tzorach gadol. Maybe the Chazal felt that after Shabbos one could begin to discuss a tzorach gadol with other people. So they didn't want to make the gzeira to include a tzorach gadol. And meidach, it could be this bechlal no tzorach. So there's Bechlal no tzarech, a person's not going to confuse that with Shtori Jaitis. In other words, it's not going to lead. Stama, a letter that tells me that what's happening in somebody else's life, so that's not, in my mind, that's not like a bill. It's not going to lead me to pick up documents that have to do with this ask of business. Good? Then Taisva says, "Umi yuois and milchamis eksuvim belaz." But Josephus writes books and various of the that's the title of Josephus. No, is it called the Wars? I have to check it up. I think that's the official title of the book. So the Osim Milchamos Haksuvim Belaz, the records of various we call history. I guess we call history. They call Milchamos with Nira Lerabein Yehuda. To also la ayin bohen. Why? The legor of Vedatanya Perek Shoyel, cause ksav shetachas. That's the very last line of Kuf Tes Kufim Tes with Aleph, the last line of the sugya, that one cannot read the caption under a picture. Also goes with Meshavas. Vafilu b'chol la yodari mi to davle kemoishav leitzim. Shem Yehuda said that b'chlal reading, he wasn't into Torah Mada so much from you. He held that reading. These records, what does it accomplish? What does it do for you? Stam, it's entertainment. So if I read it with a certain battle, how's that going to impact on my and Hagar? So therefore, it's Stam Moshe Leitzim. It's also interesting way of defining Moshe Leitzim. But the Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't know like the Re. Rabbi Yitzchak was Moshe Leitzim, so he didn't know why should be mutter all. At any time. Rabbi Yehuda understood apparently that it was mutter b'mechol, but on Shabbos he thought it should be included in the Iser of reading captions on Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Alright? So that's what we have to understand now. We have to understand we've Tosfos divides up reading into three different categories. Right? Shtorei Mekach u'Memkar, Shtorei Yoytos. I mean, Shtorei Halvoi, Shtorei Choshmoinis, that's one category. Igris Shluchim is the second category. And Mulcham is the third category. All right? Good. Rashi addresses category 1 and 2. And Tosfos addresses category 1, 2, and 3. Well, the 2 is Mut, and 1 and 3 is also. Good. So now we come back to Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Gemara says that Ravibi from the perspective of Shtori Hedyotos, he didn't think that was a problem. Right? Ravibi held the reading the list of the Balabatim, the list of the menu, so that doesn't come, that's not Irushluchim. It's not, we're not afraid, it's not Shtori Hedyotos, it's not Mochamais. No, so why should they be in Issa Kriya? Only thing is, there's another din. It's very specific to Shema Yimchoik. All right? Shema Yimchoik. And Abaye was not considered Shema Yimchoik. Right? But he thought that it is included in the Xavier of Shema Yikub Ishtar Yaitis. Alright, so Gemara says, "My Beinayu, what's the chiluk? Why should be Yosser? What's the nafkamina?" So Iba Yiseima, the cause of Akosel Umidle. Then let's say the list is the menu is up on top, right? He hung it. So everybody knows whether they're invited or not. Very polite thing to do. So you just put a list on top of the. All right, I'm not sure. Maybe it was. Maybe it was a situation where there are many different kiddushim going on. So not if we can go to the same kiddush, they had lists of who can go to which kiddush. So they would hang it high up, or maybe not. Maybe it's the way it sounds like that people hang up. These are my friends. These are my guests, and they would hang it up. All right. So often gab the cost of our kosel vidle. So now the question is that mutter? Is it, would it be mutter to hang up a list of the guests and the list of the menu and then have people read it from a list that is inaccessible? So Ibo Yaseima the Kosava Koisel Umidle. So Lamanda Mishamiyim Khikle Khai Shidan. So you're not gonna khish, the guy's gonna get a ladder, go up and erase a name. But we're afraid, person they're afraid will say, yes, this is mutter, so why shouldn't I be able to read my story? Maybe that can happen. So that's the worst. That would be a nafkamina. To read something that's inaccessible. Right? Rashi says, the Gemara says, So now the Gemara asks, why do we have to assume Rav Bibi and Abayim? Why isn't Rav Bibi concerned about Shema Yitzchak, and why isn't Abayim concerned Shema Yimchak? So Laman da Omar Shema Yimchak, Necha Shema Yikra. There is a Gzer of Shema Yitzchak. So in this particular case, why should this be Nafkamina? Maybe in the case of where the inaccessible list is, there should still be a chashash of Shema Yimchak. That's question number one. Question number two is Gemara from the second parak of Asu. Shem Yimchak Lechayishin. Is that really correct that when something is high up, so we're not Chay Shem Yimchak? What happened to the din of? What's the din? Kem Shabbatul Sibosel Abosel Tekanta. Din of Leplug. Beginning at the Rechle Shiurin. Gemara says Vatanya. Classic case in the second parak, lo yikrul araner. The Gemara says that a person cannot read to via under the direct light of something. Gemara says why? Shema yatim, afraid that it's going to flicker. You're going to adjust it. It gets dimmer and dimmer, getting more and more tired, getting more and more light. So you're going to end up without realizing it. Going to fix the lamp. You fix the lamp. You every mavir. Right, the Gemara of Yishmol said, right, famous case of Yishmol, he said that it wouldn't affect him, not going to happen to him, but that he was in Nichshol. Gemara says, there's a famous story in Volozhin that they have a Seder Friday night. So Volozhin is known for being very orangutan of learning, that they're very successful, that the people got so involved in learning that Mamash. Entirely into the world of learning. So there's a story that in the middle, that it's a true story, apocryphal, I'm not sure. Then Friday night, in the middle of the Seder, the light was dimming, and they were so involved in learning that some guy took a ladder in the middle of the base of Midrash, climbed up and fixed the light. So the Gemara says, "Tanya bebrayso liikra l'arner." V'amar Rabba, "Filu gavoy shtei koymos, avilu gavoy shtei mardois." Light, a bright light, oil light, and it's way up there. You're going to have to get a ladder to climb to get up. I feel asara b'otim zel gavizeh. You have a huge cathedral kind of ceiling. So it's mamish very, very high. So at some point, you know, it's b'chayshish, and we're going to take a ladder and climb it up. I'm going to remember it's Shabbos. So lo yikra. Afal piken, Chazal said lo yplug. Im kein nasata v'chol yishurin. When it made gezeres, so they didn't. How are they going to form an exera? What's going to be what bar are they going to use? Person has five signs in front of him. Don't adjust the lights. What siman are they going to put? Some kainas out of the Chazal said he can't do it. He can't liquor in there. So the Gemara says if that's the case, if that's the way Chazal did exeras, so exera should be the same din, right? Filu asor, but the gamizet liquor ika be nice. The Gemara says. This should not be a nafkamina. Right? In other words, if the list is hanging there and inaccessible, it should be yasser. Why should it be yasser? So Gemara says, either should be yasser because everyone should be afraid of Shema Yikra, of the story of Jaitis, or it should be yasser because Zer Shem Yimchak should not be given to various factors that could say this case is different. Right, so Gemara concludes that it should be Yasser. Good. Elika b'nayu, so well enough can mean it be, the kosav aksav, the kosav akoisel umitse. That a person wrote on the wall, right? and it's very far down, it's low. Right, the mitzvah. Shinomach. So the man do meshemiyimich okeshin shachayishina. Right? He wrote it on the wall itself, not on a piece of paper, not on a signboard, but on the wall itself. So lemanu meshemiyim choyek nu, so he can. It's very accessible. Lemanu meshemiyikro lechayshinon guda b'shtar lemichlo. The person is going to say, because I can read what's on the wall, so therefore I can read a star, because I can read a stop sign. So I'm allowed to read stories. I'm allowed to read the sign that says women should be dressed but stay so they go far in this part. So I'm going to now say, I'm going to ask her reading signs. Are we afraid that because I'm going to allow a person to read signs, to read not some signs, to read signs that are on the wall. So therefore, he's going to say, oh, I'm allowed to read stories. So right to the Gemara says, so why is he afraid of Shemi Yimchaik? Alika Benayo, the Chayik at Tabla via Pinkas. The Nafkamina will only be if it's engraved. The Chayik at Tabla via Pinkas. The Manda Mishem Yimchik Laichyashinan. So this will already be a significant difference. It will say that a person is not allowed to read a list of guests unless the person engraved the list. Rashi's Besakim, Betuicha Eitz, the Tabla, Sheinoicha Limchik. So apparently the Gemara says that is a definable kind of difference. You're not allowed to read things unless you can't read the list unless a person took the effort of engraving the letters. Alright? So the Gemara says, but we still haven't explained why we're not afraid of why Rav Bibi would not be considered but a bias then. The person is not going to say, well, if I read a large signboard. So that's like, will not lead me to reach stories. For Tanya, Moina Odom, Kama Bibifnim, Kami Machutz, the Kama Monis, Osim, and Nichlif Neim. Michtav Shalgabe Koisel, Avaloi Michtav Shalgabe Tavlo Pinkas. So Echi Dami. Alright, so the Gemara says, but you see from a Braisa that this din in the Mishnah of Moida Odom Orchov was Chazal did make limitations, right? So let's see the Rashi. So Rashi, now we're talking about Guda Koisla Pinkos Ke'en Lucha Shel Seichem, like certain kinds of large plates in which they used to write. So the Gemara says, but we have a brisa, Moida Odom, Kama Mifnim. So Rashi says, Esmivim mi oishe bifnim, Bamokim amchubon, Esmivim mi oishe bachuz, She'enim kolkach soinen, right? That a person can begin to determine who's going to be by the dais. He can read the dais list and can read the who's going to be table 1, table 5, table 17. The kama monos osa liach la nechlef neyem. And he can read the menu. Michdav shalgabi akoisel. And that is if it's written on the wall. Avaloi michdav shalgabi tablo pinkas. So apparently the Gemara is saying that the only heter is mam shalgabi akoisel. Right, and it was this mission of Moedah Adam is Orchav Al Peh Mipiv of Lomin Eksav. So now we're saying Lomin Eksav. There's one heter. Al Gabi Koisel is Mutter. Right. So Koisel itself, that's the only thing that won't be interchanged with a Lishtori Joytes. The Gemara says Hechi Dami Ilei Medichsev Michtav Maish Nocha Maish Nocha Elav Dachayik. So Gemara says the only way we could make this distinction between the writing on the wall and the writing on a luch or pinkas is if we would distinguish between the way that it was written, if it was engraved. Otherwise, we should not draw any distinction. So the Gemara says, you see, that michtav shel gabei tavel pinkas could be confused with shtorei yejaitis. All right.
When they both
engraved. What was that? I'm sorry.
One's written on a wall, and one's
right. Both engraved. Right. Both engraved, but it was engraved in tablet and pinkas would be also engraved in the wall would be mutter. Right. So again, so let's just back up a little bit, and then we'll. The Gemara says we're trying to find a nafkamina. So the Gemara says a nafkamina should be. Tavla nafkamina should be the chayik a tavla pinkas that is engraved on some kind of tablet that they used to use. So we're not so shema yimchayik. So Rav Bibi should permit this because we shouldn't be afraid that they're going to take some tool and actually send paper it down. That's how we won't go. Right? So the Gemara says, Kashna bon, Lamadam Shemimchok Licho Shema Yikra. That's number one. Vachitema Talbinkas Pshar Lamichlofei. Depends, not correct. We are concerned that a person will generalize from a Tavla Pinkas to regular stories. So everybody should hold that this is awesome. Now how do we prove that we're afraid of Tavla Pinkas B'shtora? The Gemara says, because this din of Moedah Onimus Orchav is Paparoisav, the only time that we have that the Brisa was Matirit was if it was Chayik Akoiso, engraved in the wall. Why have to be engraved in the wall? Because that's the only thing that would not be michlav v'shtori yoytes, but engraved in tablo pinkos would get confused v'shtori yoytes. So the Gemara is holding now that the man d'amru says shema yimchayk should also be chayshu shema yik. The one who's holding Shema Yikra should also be Chayshu Shema Yimchik. So far the Gemara isn't... that's why the Gemara is not really found in Afkamina yet. Furthermore, the Gemara is saying that Shema Yimchik will go as far as anything that isn't engraved. That's the Tircha we would include. And, in other words, we would say that even no matter how high it's hanging, we're still Chayshu Shema Yimchik. The only head that would be if the writing is actually engraved. At that point, we would not be Chayt Shem Yimchak. And the Gemara says, what about Shtori Yoytos? So here we've, so far, no limitations so far. Shtori Yoytos, we're afraid that everything is going to be Michlef with Shtori Yoytos. The only exception we have now is if it's engraved on the wall itself. So engraved on the wall, the Gemara says, Guda b'shtori slay michlev. But anything less than the wall itself, person will, we're afraid will generalize the shtori yoytes. Okay. So that we understand that a wall is already a very significant difference from a shtar. Okay, but anything less than that is too much like something that I would use in the context of Mekel Chumemka. Mara says, Elo Le'olam, so now we're going to go back to figure out what's the Nafkamina. Why did the Bayer of Bibi and the Bayer argue? Why didn't they say? There were two reasons, Shem Yimchoik and Shem Yikvashtori Jaitis. So the mafka min is going to be a high hanging. He wrote it high up on the wall. It's impossible to get there to erase it. All right. Why did we refrain from this terrace before? So the Gemara says, why was this not acceptable before? The Gemara says, because of a koisul midli, we thought that you need not wear a shema yimchik. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbah says, once you have a gzera, you have to worry about it in all its forms. It took a kasha l'chod Rabbah, the din of Rabbah of Shemayatis in there. No, the Rabbah Tanoi, that's the Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, my no, the Mechoros, it's over his paroys, my peer. I'm a little bit exav, Revacho Matir, Mixav, Shalgabi, a Koysel, Echidom, Ilem, the Kosim, Mitata, Lecho, Shemay, Yimchik, Lad, the Kosim, and Midlay. Shmamina, the Rabbah Tanoi, Shmamina. The Gemara says that what we assume to be a Dara Poshet, that we have this very far-reaching so our Mishnah will be a machlokes tanoim, whether the iser of reading the list of guests is that going to be, cover every single situation, because imkain nesata derech l'shurin, or will there be a? Will we say no? It's going to be a situation where it's very, very unlikely the person is going to be meichik. Then it'll be mutter. So again, so what's the maskon of the sugya? We have a din that one cannot read as orchav as paparosev. The Gemara is machlekes with Bibi and Abaye. What's the reason? The Gemara is saying what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says that this din of moina of ein moina is adam as orcha parosim min aksav, that is going to be nitan to machlokes tanoim, whether we will aser it absolutely like the shemayata in koren b'oraner, or whether we'll only aser it in a situation where it's likely a person could do mechika, right? So according to Rav Bibi that says there shemayimchayk, that will be machlokes tanoim. So there will be some tanom, will be matir, if I make a list that's inaccessible, and I'm not going to do the mechika. Bibi will say, that's a machlokes tanom. And Abaye will say, no, less mandapolik, that's usher, because people still generalize from this kriya to kriya's shtari ejaitis. Mara says, "V'ha hani tanoi, the Tanya, ein royin b'mara b'shabbos, Rabbi Meir mati b'mara kvu b'koysel, mai shno kvu b'koysel dan hachi v'hachi midkar, shenu kvu nami hachi v'hachi midkar, hachi b'mara shel matechas askinan." Rav Nachman, Domer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua. Gemara says one cannot look in a mirror in Shabbos. What kind of a mirror? The Gemara says we're afraid that the person will look in the mirror and see that he has some hair that's out of place, some strands that are hanging down, so he'll want to cut it off. So he'll get so involved, he won't remember the Shabbos. Then what's the easiest way to cut off hair? So in the Gemara's time, if he had a metal mirror and a sharp edge, the easiest thing was to take the metal mirror and to cut with it. So Gemara says that there's a machlokes tanoim, am I allowed to use a mirror that's attached to the wall? Am I afraid that I'm going to detach from the wall and then cut my, then trim my beard? So that machlek is tanoim, ein rama shabbos, no matter what. Remeir matim marik vuba koysel. Why? Because an hachi vachi midker. You'll remember. So the Gemara says, you see, that there's an ongoing machlek is tanoim, as to do, and when Chazal make gzeiros, do we say totally loy plug, or do we say, no, there is some point where we say, an hochi midka v'midka. Tana Rabbanon, Ksav, Hamahalich tachas atzura, v'tachas hadyuknois, also the kreuzer v'shabbos. V'diyukna atzmaf pachol losas dagilbo. Shum shenem ratifnu lelilim, my Talmudem v'yechen ratifnu el midatchem. Rashi says, what ksav ha-mahalech tachas ha-tzura v'tachas ha-diyuk nois, k'goyim b'nei odem v'tzarim b'koyis l'chayus m'shunis. People make, draw different kinds of animals. O diyuk nois sh'b'nei odem shel mas m'goyim l'chem is dobin v'golius. And they make pictures of events like dobin and golius. V'koyis m'tachtel zu tzura v'tzarim v'tzarim. This is what a unicorn looks like. Bezud yuknis, plenty, and this was the Dovin Begolius. So also goes to Bishamish and Yukim Shari Deritis. Aye, maybe it's Osir. The Gemara says that yuknis Asmas Osir. Also Sakam and Bisham Al Tifnu El Olilim. So Rav Yochanan Al Tifnu El Midatchem, El Asher Atem Osir Midas Levovchem, Vechalal Sholachem. That's only the person, that's only Osir, if it's in the Parsha of Vedazorah. So the Rambam quotes this din. Now it's again. So what have we learned so far after the Tosfos? What have we learned so far? So we've learned that there is a din of an Isak Kriyas Shtore Hedyotos. So we have four different examples of five examples in so far of candidates for Kriya. Right? We have Shtori Cheshboinos, Shtori Mekuchu Bemkar, we have Igris Shluchim, we have Milchomis, we have Orchov Upaparoisov, and we have Mahalach Tachas Atzura. Right? Those are the five candidates so far. The five different possible, five examples we've seen so far between Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. So the Rambam in Chof Gimel Yud Ches, you probably have it in the, you probably have it in the back. Also, Lachshul Cheshboinu is Shutzarech Lehem B'Shabbos, Bein Shavar, Bein Shosil Yoyz, Gzer Shemayichta. A person cannot make Cheshboinu in Shabbos. He can't make calculations, or if it'll come down, he'll come to right. Therefore, to calculate something which is not so important for you, so that you're mutter to something which you're not going to leak. Kate said, "Kama son tvu ahoyu lono b'shana plainis. Kama di noin hotzi mechasen is benoi. Kate's ben elishim mechlal sicho betelish. Ein ben tzerch klal hamachashiv oson b'shabbos kamachashiv b'chol." Apparently, the person wants to make a cheshbon how much he spent on the wedding already. Kamvahoytzi. So that's just for it's a conversation piece. He's already spent it. He paid for it already. So he doesn't need to have that number handy. He just wants to make in his own mind, he wants to know what a good deal he had. He had a great deal on the band, a great deal on the... So he makes a cheshbon. All right. So guy next to him says he's spending so much, you want to feel good that you didn't spend so much? So make a cheshbon. We don't need to know the number afterward. Also, but if you're going to need to know the number, in other words, let's say you're talking to the band leader, or let's say you need to know the number because you haven't made the chasana yet, so then that will be also to make calculations. Also, the kreis b'shtori ajoitis b'shabas, shaloi k'dere choyl, v'yomil l'mchoyk. Says, you can't read shtori ajoitis and shabas, so loshen ramesh, shaloi k'dere choyl, so it should not be like weekdays, and a person will come to erase. So I'm assuming right now that these are two separate issues. One is, because that's the Rambam said, the Chazal made several halachas, that's how we introduced the whole sugya of Muktzah. The Yovei Limchoik will come to erase. All right? I'm not convinced that it's correct because the Rambam is in Perikhov Gimel. So Perikhov Gimel is in the Rabbonans of the Malachi still. So this is under the category of the Malacha of Kosev. And so the Halacha of Shaloyi di Burcha B'Shavas, that's in the next parak. So the Rabbi writes, Shaloyi Kederach Chol B'Yovi Limchoik, so I thought before, it means two separate nuances, as we said before. Maybe the Rambam means all part of the din of Shema Yovei Limchoik. Moi na'odem paparosev is orcho mipiv of olim v'neksav k'dei shlo yikur b'shtori idiotos. And then Chazal said there's certain things you can't read because you may come to b'shtori idiotos. So our mission is one of those. What's the chashash of Shema of Shema idiotos? You'll come to do mechika. Right? Lefichach, imhoyu hashemes chakuk and ala tabla. If the names were engraved on the tabla, ela koisel, so mutter the koisel. Why? Bimnesha in a mischalif ishtar. Because that will never become confused with ishtar. That will never. But also likreis bechsava mahalich tachas at super vitachas at yukni bishavas. Af likreis bechsuvim bishavas bishas beis amedrish, also gezerisha mitl beis amedrish. They said one shouldn't read the exciting parts of the Ksuvim, because that might keep a person back from learning the Beis HaMedrash. All right? Tzorach Iyun, exactly how the Rambam read our Gemara. So the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam passed like a Baya, Gezer Hashem Yimchik. Right? No. Gezer Hashem Yimchik B'Shtar. Right? Because Rambam, that's his Lashon. Lashon is Kedei Shel Yimchik B'Shtar Idiotos. That's number one. See, so the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam is passing like Abaye. Right? Gzera Shem Shoyin Jaitis. So, first of all, according to Rambam, we understand our sugi very well, that according to Rambam, the Isur of Shoyin Jaitis is Gzera Shem Yimchoik. So you understand why the Gemara would say that whoever holds a Gzera Shem Yikra should also hold the Shem Yimchoik. And who holds a Shem Yikra should hold a Shem Yikra of Shoyin Jaitis. Because they all come from one source, and in the same way the Gemara would say, what's the Nafmina going to be? And when the Rambam concludes that the only heter is Chakukin ala Tavla, right? So l'chore, that means that the Rambam paskins like Rabba, right? Paskins like Rabba because he doesn't see the nafka min as if it's hanging high and inaccessible. Is that correct? No, it's not correct. Because the Gemara says that if you don't paskin like Rabba and it's hanging high, then if it's a Zerah Shema Yimchak, so then it should be Mutter. So the Rambam, since the Rambam passes like Abaya, so that would not be a Nafkamina. But the Nafkamina of Chakuk and Alakosel, right? And the Gemara, when the Gemara says, is it really true that we are not that a person would not confuse a wall with a pinkus? Right? Chakuk and ala koisel is mutter. If Hayu Hashem is chakuk and ala tavla, oy ala koisel mutter likroisen. Vibnesha in the mischalif bishtar. The Rambam says that that even a tavla is not mischalei for the shtar. That's against that. Our Gemara thought it would be mischalei. Hechi dami, right? Michta shal gabi koisel v'gam michta shal gabi tablo pinkas echidami. Ilim v'dechsib michta maishna maishna chelud lam dechayik. Utani michta shal gabi a koisel, amul loy michta shal gabi tablo pinkas. So the Gemara quotes the Braisa that says that michta shal gabi a pinkas would always be also because of michlof. So the Gemara argues, so Ram does not passing like that kasha from that Bryson. So again, where the Rambam, how the Rambam finished off the sugya. But then the two important oras. Now Gois Maimonides points out that this, he says, the Rambam is not paskening that shtori joitis is mishum mimtzeh heftzecha. So he learned So he learned pshat that if I read it in such a way that is significantly different than Shabbos, then I won't come to do mechika. But if I'm allowed to read it in the same way that I read it during choil, then I could come to mechika. In other words, the Rambam, this din is like a din like almost like the blin of blech. I have to do it differently such that I won't remember not to do mechika. And then the Magid Mishnah quotes the Machlokes Rishonim about reading without shaloi befeh. Is the Iser of reading only if I mouth the words? But if I don't mouth the words, then maybe it's mutter. It's a machlokes Rishonim that the Magid Mishnah quotes. He Yesh mishakazav shaloi osu ela bekori befiv menaksav. Avol istakel bechsav velim nois bemachsav toy mutter. That's machlag zushar. It's not clear from the Rambam. Good. If the staff here never mincha, so then, I guess the next time we'll go weiter. Either we can go weiter. Next time we take a break from the sugya mukta. What's your schedule like, Tom? Your.
I have class in the morning.
Still.